Work contracts to watch out for.
When was the last time you had to read over a work contract? Most consist of basic information on your timetable, salary, holiday entitlement, sickness pay, and other benefits. However, not all contracts are that straightforward.
In 2013, a copy of a contract for employees at Amy's Baking Company was leaked to the website radaronline.com. Amy's Baking Company is an Italian pizzeria and bakery in Scottsdale, Arizona, USA. The owners of the restaurant, Sammy and Amy Buzzaglo, once appeared on an episode of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares and became famous after a series of confrontations with the British chef. The four-page contract had a number of interesting clauses, including a $250 penalty for not showing up to work on holidays and weekends, a rule against unnecessary talking, and a threat to deduct a charge from salary payments for breaking things or burning food.
Other conditions in the contract included a ban on mobile phones while working, immediate dismissal for any type of attitude, and the legal right to inspect any and all packages that you may have brought with you. There were also non-compete clauses, such as the one saying that employees can't work for any competitor within a 70-kilometer radius of the restaurant 1 year after leaving the company.
But that's nothing compared to the contract for the reality TV show The Voice. Details of the 32-page contract, which were also leaked to the press, say that broadcasting company NBC can sue contestants for $1 million for revealing details of the show. Potential contestants must also agree to being shown in a disparaging, defamatory, and embarrassing light.
These days, zero-hours contracts are becoming more and more popular. Zero-hours contracts, ZHC, are literally contracts with no guarantee of how many hours you'll work. A typical clause in the contract might read, "The company is under no obligation to provide work to you at any time, and you are under no obligation to accept any work offered by the company at any time. This means your salary will depend on when you work and how many hours you do, if you do any work at all."
Zero-hours contracts are common in the restaurant and building industries. There are clear advantages to employers. When they need extra staff, they can have them without having to hire them officially. And when there isn't so much work, they don't have to keep paying a salary. Obviously, zero-hours contracts aren't very popular with employees. Zero-hours contracts form a one-way street, whereby employers bear no risk, avoiding sickness and holiday pay and overtime, said Len McCluskey, the general secretary of the trade union, Unite. The union estimates up to 5.5 million people in the UK are on zero-hours contracts.
Before starting a new job, make sure you read over the contract carefully.